Today's daf is Yuma daf Chaf Vav, and we are on Chaf Hey Amabez towards the bottom as we continue here in the second parak of Meseches Yuma and all the payasos that were done each day in the Beis HaMikdash and possibly even on Yom Kippur. So we said yesterday that the first payas was the Trumas Hadeshen, that was the beginning of the parak, and the second payas was all the avodos of the Karbet Tamid, Hushech, Huzorek, Vechulu. We spoke about why Kabbalah and Halacha are not mentioned. It goes straight from Shechita to Zrika. We spoke about the fact that Shechita is mentioned, even though Shechita Ksher Bazar, but that is still mentioned as one of the payasos. Does that show that L'chadchila, like the Ritva says, it should be done with a Kohen? Is that Dafka the Karbet Tamid? That was all yesterday's discussion. Then we spoke about how many payasos there were. And the last point we made was the machlokas between Ben Azai and the other opinions, how exactly the limbs were carried up to the Mizbeach. Was it four different days? Was it Derech Hilucho, the way that the animal walks? Was it Derech Hefsheto, the way that it is skinned, the different parts of the animal that comes out? Was it Derech Nitucho, the way it was cut up? Or Rabbi Yosei Glili, was it Derech Iluyo, the way that it is looked at in significance, descending order? And then really we had a fifth shita, because the Mishnah was a little different, but we said the difference between our Mishnah and Rabbi Yosei Glili is a slight one, and that is just the difference. How do you measure Iluya? How do you measure the quality? Do you go by the quantity of the meat, the basar ivra de bistra? Do you go by basar de shimna de bistra? Do you go by the fattiness of the meat? And the last point we mentioned was that according to all opinions, the head goes first. What if the head goes first? With the regel, with the hind leg, because it is the most chashuv, and because it is the most chashuv, it goes first, but because it has a lot of bones and not so much meat, so that is why we put the regel with it in order to make it more mechubad, because that has a lot of flesh on it. So put together, that would be able to be the first. Period. So four lines for the bottom. Dekulei alma mias rosh karav bereish shaminalan. So the rosh though always goes first for sure. So how do we know? Why should that be that the rosh goes first? The Tanya, because the Brisa says minayin la rosh upeder shekodmin lachal hayvarim. How do I know the rosh, the head and the fats go before all the other limbs? The tamalomar es rosho ve'es pidro v'arach. Says that pasuk, the rosh and the peder, some of the fats, va'arach, and right afterwards it says, that you set up on the mizbeach. The idach peder, but there's another word peder in the pasuk also. What is that used for? The Bach takes out the next word, achrina. Lamayasa, what is that used for? Case l'kidetanya, for the following brisa. Case at hayaose, no sein es a peder abesa shchita uma aleihu. It's not just to tell me what goes, but how it is placed. You put the pad there. One puts the pad there on the opening where the cut of the neck occurred. Abes hashchita uma aleihu, and then you bring it up the mizbeach. Vezui derakavut shemala, and this is mechubad. Why? Because the neck is all has a lot of blood on it. That's where the animal was shechted. And there was a lot of blood all over the place on the base of Megdash. But dafka here, taking up this limb with a lot of its blood would not be so appropriate. Rashi says lefisa beis hashchita miluchlach bedam harosh. It is all dirty with the dam of the rosh, and therefore you cover it up. You make it a little neater as the Kohen is carrying it up. So that's the opinion in our Gemara and in the Medrash as well. What's the reason you put the peder on the rosh? Because of derek kavod shalmala. The Meshech Chachma has another suggestion why the peder was put on the rosh. Fascinating. The Meshech Chachma in Parsha Shmini, the beginning of Shmini, when Moshe Rabbeinu was describing the Shmini Limiluim, says the Meshech Chachma that the pasuk there, when Moshe Rabbeinu describes what to do, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Aaron HaKohen what's going to happen. He says, "Ve'es ha'ola himsiu elav linsachecha ve'es harosh." Perek Tes pasuk Yud Gimel. You shall take the ola and cut it up, and the rosh and the peder is not mentioned. Lo zocher kana peder, kemo b'vayikra gabi olas bakar v'tzon, ukemo b'parsha sav. The three other places that the ola is mentioned, the peder is mentioned. Why isn't the peder mentioned here? Says the Meshech Chachma Nireh, d'tam d'tzorek l'chasos b'peder es harosh. Why do you have to cover it? Different than our Gemara. Our Gemara says because derekho shamali says no. Because if you put the dripping with blood rosh on the mizbeach, some of the blood might drip on the fire and cause it to go out somewhat. And that will be a violation of eish tamid tukan al mizbeach lo sichbe, the isser of extinguishing the fire on the mizbeach. The amru beperek in anashe, and it says again in anashe that it's very bloody im kain. Yazuf adam mea rosh v'yachab ha'eish. The blood dripping out is going to extinguish some of the fire. Like we have the Gemara in Zvachim and Afsadi Aleph, he quotes, Mizalfa Gabi Ishin. The Gemara there talks about what if somebody donates a carbon yayin. I promise to bring wine to Mizbeach, not Nisach HaYayin. That's poured into the cups on the edge of the Mizbeach. What if I promise to bring a carbon yayin? That's what I'm no Dave. So what do? I go up to the Mizbeach, I go to the Kohen. The Kohen sprinkles it on the fire. Mizalfo Yayin Al Gabi Ishin. Ask the Gemara, how are you allowed to do that? Vaka Mechabe. So the Gemara answers, oh, you do it in very little drops. There are ways to get out of it. And the Rishonim there discusses that only according to Rebbe, only problem is only according to Rebbe Yehuda, because according to Rebbe Shimon, it's Darvashin and Miskavin. Okay, but either way, you see there's an issue of the Mizbeach fire going out. So says the Meshech Chachma, V'lachein mechaseihu laharosh ba'peder. That's why you cut it up, so the dripping of the blood doesn't extinguish the flame. Good. And he quotes the Gemara here has a different reason, yes. But he says, maybe the mutter. It could be the two reasons are like what I just said, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. But then he says, by the Miluim, Rashi quotes, how are the Karbanas brought? How are the Karbanas burned by the Miluim? A fire came down from heaven and burned them. Eish min ha-shamayim. So you don't need the peder for this one. You don't need the pet to cover up because it's not dripping on the fire that is brought shel hedyot. Aval kan, shelo nitan o eish al gabei ha-mizbeach, rak eish shel malo yereid v'saraf hakol. The Rashbam on that pasuk says beferish. Vayakter al ha-mizbeach, sam al ha-mizbeach, ubevo'o eish shel malo niktar. It was burned with an eish shel malo. It'll be abashbidi. It says, lachain, that's why you don't have to do it. And not only do you not have to do it, you shouldn't do it. Why? Let it be dripping. Let it seem like, oh, it's going to put it out, and then it gets burned up anyway. Like where? Like by Elio, Bahara Carmel. Remember the story? Elio is on the top of the mountain after the Nevi'e Habal, you know, we're not answered. Elio goes up and he pours water and water and water and water more on the Mizbeach. Until it was dripping wet, and then he said, "Aneni Hashem, Aneni." And Kadosh Baruch Hu sends a fire down from heaven and burns it up, even though it was dripping. That's Magdil the Nes. So here too, let it be dripping, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to send down the fire. Ubechol zos eish shamala ocheles b'shosa kamo Elio shegam amayim lichacha in melachim beis. Okay, so that's two reasons in the Gemara why do you use the peder on the rosh? Either because, as the Gemara says, kavod shel malos, so it's not dripping all over the place. And number two is what the Meshech Chachma says, so it's not an issue of being mechabe the eish on the mizbeach. Okay, so that's the first two. Number three, ha-payis ha-shlishi, says the Mishnah. The third pious that occurs every day in the Beis HaMikdash, chadashim la-ktores bov afisu. The Ktores, who's going to do the Ktores that morning? Right, we do the Ktores, we go into the Kohen goes into the Heichal every morning and burns Ktores on the Mizbeach HaZahav. Obviously not the Ktores on the Kodesh Kadashim, that's only on Yom Kippur, and that's only the Kohen Gadol. But the Ktores every day on the Mizbeach HaZahav. So the Payas, they make a lottery for that too. Chadashim Laktaris, why is that? As we'll see in the Gemara, because it had a special segulos, and therefore you wanted to give everybody a turn. So Chadashim, only people who have never done it before, if you're new, so then Bo V'Afisu. V'Harivi'i, and then the fourth Payas before we talk more about the third one. V'Harivi'i, Chadashim Im Yishanim, old and new. Meaning, even if you have done this before, you're allowed to come do it again. Mimala ivarmen akevesh lemizbeach. As we said earlier, the first, in the last Mishnah, the first group of Kohanim brought the limbs in whatever order they were brought to the middle of the ramp, and they left it there on the side, and then they ran out. And then here, the fourth pious, according to the opinion of our Tana, is who brought it from the kevesh to the mizbeach. So that is all the fourth pious. The Gvuras Ari, the Shagas Ari here on Amud Beis, on the next Mishnah, but we'll say it here already, points out that in his opinion, this separation of Mimale Varam Lakevesh for the carbon tamid was only done in the, by the morning carbon tamid. You have separate people carrying them up, carrying the limbs up to the ramp, and then from the ramp up. But by the carbon tamid shalbein ha'arbayim, it was one person. Because the only reason that it had a, you had to have a break here was twofold. He says, number one, the Mishnah describes the tamid, they had to run and daven a little bit in the middle. They had to say the Kriya Shema, they had to say Berachas Kohanim, they had to say one of the brachas as described in Maseches Brachas. Which one did they say? Did they say Avarabba? Did they say right, one of the other ones described in the first parak? And number two says the verse. Let me just read it. V'hainu taima. He says, let me explain why you had to split it into two. Sheikarat Hashema umevarchin kodem ataras evarim kdei sheikubal akar balaratzon ubedinu. Maybe they should have not even started. They should have or done this after. You shouldn't stop in the middle. But the reason you stop in the middle is for an added benefit. Not just because you needed a break for them to say Kriya Shema, but you wanted the Malicha to have time to get fully saturated in the, get all the blood out. And that's what he did Malicha, on the Kevesh, on the ramp. That's what they did the Malicha, and the blood flowed down. Kedetani per gimel de benachas al gabei akevesh hashem ochan esei varim kedei she betoch kach she yerdu lishkas hagazes v'yikru v'yivarchu yishe ha'ever b'melach v'yotzi es adam yafe v'yavah b'she b'chol karbonas ein tzorach she yishia b'melach klal. Other karbonas, you don't need the delay. But b'kol makom hacha kiva de belachav hacha. He says there's another reason why you have to stop anyway, so you try to do this also. Right? You say, Kriya Shema Yishom Milikro Zarachem Elicha Kedei La'asos Mitzvah Menam Uvchash Shebetol Kach Yitzei Kol Adam. You're right, by other karbonos, you don't need such a delay in waiting because there's no other reason to delay. Here you have another reason too, so you might as well have the delay as the Malicha is being done. But by other karbonos, and even by the Karbon Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, we don't have to stop in the middle. They daven Mincha earlier, Pashtus. Right, that's the big question. Did they daven on days of the Beis HaMikdash? Yes. We have shuls from the time of the Beis HaMikdash. They discovered shuls. So they must have daven Mincha earlier, daven Marav later. There's no like key right by Vasikin to daven to run out. That's why it wasn't done in the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. That's the Gevurah Sariz Ha'ara. Okay, we continue now. So the Mishnah said that the Ketores was Chadashim Labakarim. So as we have mentioned, Tana, why is that? Me Olam Lo Shana Adam Ba, a person, nobody ever did the Ketores twice. There was never a Kohen. May Olam Lo Shana Adam Ba, never did it twice. We'll see again soon what exactly that means. My time, Amar B'chanin, B'nei Shema Asheres, because it makes the Kohen rich, and therefore you want to give everybody a turn. Amalei Rav Papala Abaya, my time, why, how do you know? How do you know? So most schoolas that we have in our day and age, you don't know. There's no source for it. Right? It's a schoola. Where's the schoola? Oh, it's written in such and such a sefer. But if the Mishnah quotes that it's a skula, so you have to find the source. So where do you know? So Ilema Mishnah Dechsev is the pasuk in Zosa Bracha because it says Yasimu Ketorah Ba'apecha, because it says you shall put the Ketorahs Ba'apecha V'ksiv Basrei Barech Hashem Chelo. Right after the pasuk about the Ketorahs, it says Hashem will give blessing. So Ihachi Olanami. But one second, in that same pasuk, it talks about the carbon ola. Haksiv, v'kalil al mizbechecha. So you should say the carbon ola also has a special skula. So Amar Lai, no. Hashchicha v'halo shchicha. There's a big difference. The ola is much more common than the ktoras. And therefore what? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos Yishanim. What does that mean? Rashi says, Umistavra, it's logical that when it says osher, when there's a school, it must be by something that's not so common. Adalo shchicha, why? De'imlokein, if not, if it was very common, then all the kohanim would be rich. Nimsu akol ashirim, and they're not all rich. So it must be referring to the uncommon occurrence, because if it was the carbon ola, then everybody, all the kohanim would be rich. Number one, if you look in the Gilyonei Ashas here, he says if you look in Tosfos and Menachas, he seems to hold like Tosfos Yishanim here. Great. So what does the Tosfos Yishanim here say? Differently. He says, on the bottom, he says, by an Ola, if that had the special Segula of Ashiris, then every Kohen would be able to do it. Every Kohen would bring a Karbon Ola. Be no Deva Karbon Ola. To Yuchlu Kalechad Ve'echa Lehisnadev Ola, Ula Havi. Avo Ketores Ein Yuchon Lehisnadev El Osem Shal Tzibur. You can't just bring your own Ketores. So this is the focus of, oh, well, aren't more Kohenim rich? Or, no, everybody would do it themselves. So you wouldn't need a pious for it. Wouldn't it be something special? So says the Seder Rishonim, those are the 2 days. Rashi, the Tosfos Rishonim, what exactly that means. If you remember, a similar line to Rashi is what the Gra says. The Gra says in Yeridah, we mentioned this on back on Daf Yudalin. That's the last time we spoke about this topic, because the Torah also came up there. The Rama, in the end of Siman Reis Samachay and Hilchas Mila, quotes this halacha of Ketores. Which context? As we know, in terms of being a sandik. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Yud Aleph, Noagin lasos kisei le'elyo, shenikra malach avris. Reminik is to make a kisei for Eliyahu Anavi, comes to every bris mila. As you know, the Pirkei Derabbi Elazar says that Eliyahu Anavi complained to Hashem and told Hashem, you know what, Bnei Yisrael are following your path, they're being made for the bris. And Hashem gave Eliyahu an onesh. Oh, they're being made for my bris? You're going to go to every bris mila in the history of the world. And you'll see if they're being made for my bris. That's why Eliyahu Anavi is by every bris mila. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, you make a kisei for him. Ukeshemincho yomar befivshu kisei Eliyahu. So you announce that this is the kisei of Eliyahu. Rama. Vinoagin lahader achar mitzvah zu lihios sandik. Litvos hatinok lamalo. It's an amazing skula to be a sandik, says the Rama. The yafek koach sandik mikoach amol. We mentioned this yesterday. The sandik even has kedima before the moel to get the aliyah, if it's a laning day. They call sandik have kamakter ketores, because every sandik is like a makter ketores. Well, that's number one. There are midrashim that talk about that connection between the sandik and the moel. V'lachei noagin shlolitish teyiladim lebalbris echad, and therefore the minhag is not to give two of your children to the same sandik. Why? Kidamrina, like our Mishnah says, gabi ketores chadashim leketores bo'ov afisu. How many Mishnahs in Yumar mentioned in Shulchan Aruch? Here's one of them. Chadashim l'Torahs. So just like Torah says that skula, so too Santa Kaus has that segula, and therefore says the Ramam, only to give your every child of yours, you know, different sandik. Fine. Then it talks about a woman being a sandik and kvater. If you look in the Gra right here says noagim to give it to the to give only one Baal Bris. Says the Gra dvarav ein lo shachar. And what the Rama is talking about. De'im kain, because if it's true that it makes a person rich, my taima may adam echa dafka ve'echa lo yase beis pa'amim sandik la'olam. You're telling me that each person, let's say, you know, if somebody has 5 boys, they should make sure to give it to 5 different people. No, but the rule should be, if you want to really make a parallel, that nobody should ever be able to be sandik twice in their life. If you want to really make a parallel to the Torah, what does that have to do with one person? One person giving it over? No. Everybody was sadik, finished. So says the Gra, not parallel. Ula ol, that's number one. Number two, says the Gra, mitzias, it doesn't work. Similar to what Rashi says here. I think that's maybe where he got it from. Right? Ula olam lo ra'inu sadik shemes asher. I never saw a rich sadik, says the Gra. So, I don't understand this. So, Ella, Haminag, the Minag is not based on the Ketores. The Minag is based on the Tzavah, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, it's Ibn Mam. Look there, where he says, a person shouldn't give something twice to the same person. Fine, so if somebody's backward for Rabbi Yehuda Chassid's Tzavah, so then you can do that. But it says, the Gra says, other than that, you don't have the parallel. And all the Achronim get into the act here, in terms of expressing the fact that the Minhag is against the Ramah. And there are many. Sometimes the grandfather does the Santa Claus more than once. Sometimes the Rav of the city, you know, does it more than once. The Nodav Yehuda discusses this in a tshuva. The Nodav Yehuda says here in Yaredeya, in Simin Peivav, he talks about this question. Divrei Igraso min Tishrei Ha'avar. I just got your letter from Tishrei. I guess they only had snail mail in those days. Right, I got your letter from Tishrei, and I got here in Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Took a couple of days. Ve'ez ein halavlar yotze b'komaso. At a Chol HaMoed, the scribe doesn't work. So I couldn't answer your letter. I apologize. It's amazing. Ve'achareze higiyaz man asifas atalmidim betchilas hazman. And then the zman started right after Sukkos. So I was just preparing. Shia was a very busy time. Ve'anah she'ilmalu v'lo yacholti lahashiv. Ube'yichud she'ra'isi she'ein she'ilato nechutza. I saw it wasn't lamaisis. That's why I'm sorry, I'm a little delayed, says the Nodav Yehuda, in answering your question. Amnam ka'es she'panisi ma'at ra'isi mechtavo. But now I have a moment, so let me answer your question. Uma she'sha'al ish she'no'alo ben zachar. V'lo matza sandik kirtzono. Ragze she'kvar haya etzlo sandik be'echad mi'banav ha'kodmim. Imutu l'chabdo. Right, I guess the bris already happened. Right, or maybe it was just asking, right, Porech Bavir. You weren't asking Lamaisa because it was already a couple weeks later. Are you allowed to do it? Says the Nodav Yehuda. Ein daiti noche lohashiv davar she'en lo shorish menashas. That's the first, he writes this in a number of shuvas. He says, I find it hard to answer questions that are not halachic. Somewhere in Shas, you find that you can't be a sadik twice for the same family. Somewhere in Shas, it's a Maharil, quoted in Ramah, but I don't have this. Remember, we had the tshuva, we mentioned a number of times, the person who was Rachman al-Islam Mizanet for 3 years with a relative, and he asked another Yehuda, how do I do tshuva for this? So the second half of the tshuva, he talks about Mises Bezdin. The first half of the tshuva, the guy says, how do I do tshuva for this? He says, I can't answer something that's not in Shas. He says, I don't know, if it was up to me, he says, even if you fast, shnos misushalach is not going to be enough. He has the lashon, but he says the first line of that tshuva is that it's not halachic. Those are always the hardest questions. If something's clear in Shulchan Aruch, you give an answer. But the ones that are not, so says the no the Yehuda, I find it hard to answer the question. V'divri Rabbeinu Peretz shehevia maharil bereishel chasmila, that source. Tzidah Rabbeinu Peretz who ra kein asmachta lasis tama mashe nimnoi milachabed. But that's not a source for it. Ubegufa davar shadima maril mitzvah zulavakter k'taras anitama. And also, like the Gross said before him, I'm a tame on the parallel. Ki av shadima hayirechaim shal sandik l'mizbeach. Even if you want to say the thighs of a sandik are compared to the mizbeach, akati minali l'damos l'mizbeach makter k'taras shu mizbeach apnimi. The yozer bizehay lo l'damos l'mizbeach achitzon. It's more parallel to the what? Blood and blood. Only blood put on the outer mizbeach. V'dam ha'bris l'dam ha'karbonos shemakom ha'mizbeach achitzon. V'harei v'chol ha'karbonos lo yitzmatzrichim kohanim chadashim. So right, and outside the achitzon you can use it however you want. The kohanim can do it over and over again. V'nirish yatzalo zem and a medrash huva b'yalkut shemoni. It's a yalkut. That's where it compares by Avram Avinu when he gave Mila to all his family, he put all the arlos all the foreskins in a pile, and it got wormy, and the ala recham and the scent went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Torah Sasamim. That's it. Says that's the source, he thinks, that y'all could. V'yalzeh samchu ha-ma'aril, v'yafal pikein omer ani, says the note of Yehuda, she'ein lomo miktaris l'inyin, she'tehe ma'asheretz, u'lahakot al-chadashim miktaris, don't take the comparison so seriously. So he argues on the Ramah, says you don't have to take it so seriously. And therefore, whoever wants to do it, can do it. Kol ha-drama elu ein lohem shorish v'ikar b'gemara, v'akol ra'der drash v'remez, lo li'ikav lo l'mina kavua, u'bechol medinas polin, ein medachtigin bazeh, u'bahari mekomos harava kavua, hu chiyav l'sandik tamid, v'gam po ki l'asenu, where's that? In Prague, ein hakol makpidin bazeh. People are in makpid about this, says the know the Behuda, and therefore don't worry about it. The Chassam Sofer also says don't take it as so seriously, because after all, he said, if you want to give the Rav, you know, maybe the Rav is like the Kohen Gadol, who could always do it whenever he wants. That's another flexibility in terms of Svar that you have. He also has one line where he says, Umi v'chi hayim amonam chavolam yimitzas Hashem. He also even asks a actually, we'll get to that soon. Let's leave that. Okay, so let's continue now in the back to the Gemara. So the Torah. Oh, just one other story I wanted to mention. And that was, remember the Ritva we mentioned earlier. Daf Yudalid. Does it mean literally that the no Kohen ever did it twice? Lo shana me'olam. Is that really true? Yesh omim shlo shana ba'adam mamash ki akohenim ayu merubin kineged kol haTorahs v'zeh rachok. Says the Ritva. I find that hard to believe. I don't know, that's what he finds hard to believe. I don't know if it's so hard, but it says it's hard to believe that a Kohen never ever did it twice. It just, or v'hanachot, it says it means that nobody ever did it twice before everybody else did it once. It means they went through the whole cycle until somebody did it twice. That's what he says. V'he say, v'umi yodavka baktaras avodas shachris b'ina chadashon l'bakarim. Avobeinu arbayim afbi shehikter shachris chozer b'fayis bo'arvis. Interesting. Did it in the morning, you can do it in the afternoon. Okay, let's continue now. That's all the Ktores and the Chadashim. We continue. Amar Rava, lo mishkachas serva me rabbanon demori. You never find a rabbi who is paskening demori Rashi shamore hora'os b'Yisrael giving a psak elo da'asi misheva Levi o misheva Yisachar. There's a same pasuk we quoted before. That's what we're quoting this drasha. The poskim were either from Levi. So Bizmana said they would either be Kohanim or Leviim, or they would be from Yisachar. Levi dechsev yoru mishpatecha liyakov, right, the pasuk by with Hora'a. Yisachar dechsev, as the pasuk says, Yisachar So you see another lashon of Yodei Bina Yisachar are the Talmidei Chachamim. Says the Gemara, I be Ema Yehuda Nami, Dechsev Yehuda Mechokeki. What about Yehuda? Mechokek means paskening also. Mechokek Mibein Raglav. So the Gemara says, Asuke Shmaitza Aliba Dehilchasa Ka'amina. Yes, Yehuda are poskim, but I'm talking about Psak. Asuki Shmaitza Aliba Dehilchasa. Giving the Psak, having that clarity, Rashi, Lahoros, Kedasu Kahalacha, that was unique to Yisachar and Levi. That's the Yoru. Mechokeki is in terms of being leaders, but not specifically Asuki Shmaitza Aliba to Hilchasa. Good. That is the Gemara. So how do you know that? Why? What's Shlomo HaMelech? Shlomo HaMelech was Malchus Beis David, and he was the Dayan, the famous story with the women. Right? Either way, that's what the Gemara says. Asuki Shmaitza Aliba to Hilchasa. The Gevura Sari notes, maybe David's family is different than the rest of Yehuda, because David also came from, who was David's great-great-great-great-grandmother, right? For also Sheva Yehuda, Nachshon ben Aminadav, married, right? Miriam, right? So verse 3 says there's some Sheva Levi in there too. Some Sheva Levi in there too, and that's why it's not as much of a problem when it comes to David HaMelech. Find the line. Here it is. He says, "V'kashuli hamrina gabe David v'Hashem imo dalacha kamoso b'chol makom avagav de David miYehuda kaasi yeshlomer de David miMiriam anaviya kaasi." Kedamer perakamidiv soda v'yaslan batim v'yafal gav de zemen on a kavis leslan ba. Don't worry about it. And then v'od yishlomer lav lameimra. He says also maybe he says it's not impossible, but it's just rove. You have people from all different shvatim. He says but these two, the majority are from these shvatim. The mishar shvatim nami lufamim ika lemaski v'gam hani nami lo maski b'chol makom elo rove pa'amim kamar rove pa'amim. Okay, it's the gvura sari. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, a mefaisin al tamid shobayin harabayim. There was no pious on the tamid in the afternoon, says Rabbi Yochanan. Ela kohen shezocha bo b'shachris, zocha bo b'arvis. Whoever was zocha in the morning was also zocha in the afternoon. Good. Meisvei, how does Rabbi Yochanan know that? Let's see. Rabbi Yochanan says there was only a pious in the morning. So you might say, well, there's no mishnah that says there was there. So let's see. Meisvei, the Brisa says, Kishem Shemefisin Shachras Kamefisim in Arbayim. What do you mean? It says it was a pious in the afternoon in the Brisa. So Kitanya Ahibi Ktores. No, that's only about Ktores. Ktores had one in the afternoon, but the other aspects of the Karban Tamid, that did not happen in the afternoon, only the Ktores. V'yatanya, Kishem Shemefisin Lo Shachris, Kach Mefisin Lo Arvis. Just like Mephias, Lo is Lashon Zachar. If it meant Ketores, it would be Lo, it would be Nekeva. So Lo is Lashon Zachar, so that's why we assume it's going on the Karban Tamid. So isn't the Brisa saying that even the Karban Tamid had a pious in the afternoon? Again, Arvis doesn't mean Arvis, it just means heading towards Arvis. The Brisa says, Ema Lo. Change it should be Lo, not Lo, and therefore it could be Lashon Nekeva referring to the Ketores. Iva Tanya, but the Brisa says Beferish. Kishem Shemefisin Lo Shachris Kamefisin Lo Arvis. Or Kishem Shemefisin Lo Shachris Kamefisin Lo Arvis. So it's Beferish that even the Ketores and the Tarbet Tabet and the Ketores. So Amar Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Hacha B'Shabes Askinan. When do they have it in the afternoon? They have a pie in the afternoon once a week on Shabbos. Why? Hoel U'Mishmaros Mischadshos. Remember, they switch on Shabbos the afternoon. The Lechem Apanim, we have all the time. How do you split it? 6 and 6, 7 and 5. So they split it then. So the morning people cannot do the afternoon one. And that's why, at least on Shabbos, you needed to do another pious. Ulamai de Salak Adaitin Meikara, the Fishul Payasos. One second, even before this last answer, what's the Havamina to suggest that they did it in the afternoon? There would be tons more payasos. There would be a lot more. And we said the Mishnah is only 4. There would be a lot more, many more payasos. So the Gemara says, no. Maisi kula meitzafra asi. It doesn't mean you're going to get together in the afternoon. You did everything in the morning. The machlokas is, when you had the morning get together, did you also give out the afternoon ones then? Dezachi beishachris zachi, dezachi ba'arvis zachi. So whichever one was zocha at that time. But it wasn't that you would, the suggestion was never to have another gathering in the afternoon. Yes, we mentioned 2 days ago that it's good to have a lot of gatherings, lahargish kol ha'azara, to keep it exciting, to make sure everybody knows what's going on, there's excitement, there's people getting together, right? So that's good, but you don't have to go overboard. You don't have to have more than what Chazal instituted. And therefore, the only havamina was to get together in the afternoon to then have a pious about it then. Period.
So on
Shabbos they had a new one. Shabbos they had a new one because the whole meaning was the mishpat, were they already there in the morning and they did it in the morning? That's a good question. Whether they did it in the morning or not, sounds like the mishparas mischalfos. They were there before Shabbos,
right?
So there must have been at two different circles. I mean, you couldn't just have one at the two separate circles. Maybe I'm not sure. Not sure if they did that also in the morning or not. Have to look it up. I mean, Pashas in the Rama might tell us in Maisa Karbanos, in Vav Tes. Let's look it up as for tomorrow. Okay, let's just one or two other points about the Ktoris now that we are still talking about the Ktoris. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses the mitzvah of Ktoris, the mitzvah of Asei Daraisa every single day, the mitzvah Kuf Gimel, in the Sefer HaChinuch in Parashat Tesave, the Sefer HaChinuch tells us, Shetitz Tavu HaKohanim LaHaktir Ktoris Samim Pa'amayim B'chol Yom Al Mizbeach Azav. Twice a day, we have the mitzvah of the mizbeh of the Ktoris. Right? The Sefer HaChinuch following the Rambam only counts one mitzvah. The Ramban counts two mitzvahs. After all, you do half of the morning, half of the afternoon, two separate mitzvahs. Just like, right, we have this parallel machlokas in three places. You have it by Ktoris, you have it by the Karban Tamid, and you have it by Kriya Shema. The Rambam counts one mitzvah for each of these, while the Ramban counts two separate mitzvahs for Ktoris, two separate mitzvahs for Kriya Shema, and two separate mitzvahs for the Ktoris. We mentioned in the name of Rav Soloveitchik in the past, how do you count it as two mitzvahs if, how do you count that as one mitzvah if it's two separate times? You can't bring the Ktoris in the afternoon. So how could the Rambam count it as one mitzvah? You can't bring the Ktoris of the afternoon in the morning. You can't say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis by Yom. So how can you count it as one mitzvah? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf, where the Gemara says, sometimes you have a mechayiv of a mitzvah even before the time for the actual kiyum of the mitzvah comes into actuality. So for example, he says, the Gemara there quotes the Brisa, that says, when Bnei Yisrael come into Eretz Yisrael, there will be three mitzvahs that we'll have to do. We will have to be mamlech a melech, and then destroy a malek, and then build a Beis HaMikdash. In that order. So he asked Rav Soloveitchik, so there's only one mitzvah when you go into Eretz Yisrael, not three. Because you have to do it in that order. There's one mitzvah, being mamlech a melech. After that will become the destroying a malek, and then after that will be building a Beis HaMikdash. No, the point is, all three are right away. Even though you cannot do them all right then, the mechayiv of a mitzvah might come into fruition even before you actually can fulfill the mitzvah. So the same thing here by Ktoris. Both mitzvahs start at the beginning of the day. Kriya Shema and Ktoris and Tamid. Even though you cannot fulfill both of them right away. So that's the mitzvah every day on the Mizbeach Hazavah. B'chol Shana v'Shana, and as we learned this earlier, in mitzvah Aleim, you split up the Ktoris once a year. You have a little left over every year. The Asiyah and the Haktara is counted as one mitzvah. Even though the formulation in the Torah is to make the Ktoris, there's no separate mitzvah to make the Ktoris. There's only one mitzvah of Ktoris. The Asiyah is a Hechsher mitzvah, and there's no bracha on the Asiyah. And the mitzvah is only, the actual mitzvah is the Haktara. The Afalpi says the Chinuch, Sheshnei Ksuvin Shal Mitzvah Matzanu Bein Asiyah L'Haktara, Kach Lecha Samim on the Asiyah, and the Hiktir Alav Aharon on the Haktara. Afalpi Kein Ra'isi L'machash V'Hamitzvos Shechoshvin Akol Mitzvah Achas. Ein Vazem Machlokas B'Neim Klau Aval Yech. Right, there's no Machlokas about that. There's a separate mitzvah, Machlokas, whether it's one or two, as we just mentioned. But in terms of the Asiyah L'Haktara, It's only one mitzvah, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Misharshi mitzvah, he quotes, as he says, by all the mitzvahs relating to the Beis HaMikdash, lahagdil habayis, the most unbelievable smelling item in the entire world emanates from the Beis HaMikdash. Wafts out. And Chazal say, it was better than any bakery, anything. People would faint from the unbelievable smell of the Ktoris. Right? You couldn't imagine. And it was, we discussed in the past, the Mishnah that says it was smelled in Yericho. Is that literal? Is that only in Yericho? But that is the discussion of the Ktoris. What was I going to mention? The Rambam. I should mention one of the spices. There's an important discussion of one of the spices of the Ktoris. We're not exactly sure what it is. Not sure what it is. The mor. What's the mor? Right out of the Ktoris. So it's an interesting machlokas right at the beginning of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. The Rambam says, the mor is dam hatsarur b'chaya shebehodu. It's the congealed blood of a wild animal in Hodu. Hayadu alecho shemizbas minbo b'nei ha'adam. People use that as perfume b'chol makom. That's mor. And then Kinamon is from the eights, Fechulu, and Kida is the Goshet, right? Goes through all of the other ones. So the Mar is from congealed blood of a wild animal in Hodu. Says the Ravid, what is the Rambam talking about? Ein daiti mekabeles sheyachnisu b'maisa hakodesh dam shum chaya ba'olam. Kol shekein dam chaya temeya. Aval amor, no, shirashirim, it says, morim b'smi, it's a type of asav, a type of herb. So the Ravid assumes that the Rambam is telling you should use congealed blood from a treif animal. So that's not mafurish. The Radva says maybe it's a kosher animal. Maybe it's a kosher animal. And maybe it's from a chaya. The Ravid here doesn't have a source against the Rambam. He just can't believe it. He can't believe the dam is from this chaya. So he says, lo yadati minayim lo, ki ani sha'alti l'tagarim ha-mevim osom imkomo. I, says the Radvaz, I asked travelers, v'amru li shehum in chaya dome l'tzvi o l'ofer ha'yalim, v'shem ha'chaya tori. I spoke to people coming from the Far East. And the Radvaz says, the Radvaz lived in Egypt and they lived in Eretz Yisrael. And I spoke to people and they said, yeah, it's true. V'yim epneishu dam chaya v'lo matzidu dam chaya nichnas l'mikdash? What's the problem? Lo kasha klal. Shekvar, and then he adds, number one, maybe it's a gzeres hakasav, Hashem told him. And number two, shekvar nisbatel mitores dam v'nifsan mihiyos ochel v'chazar lios afra ba'alma. They process it. Loses its status of dam. V'yod she'en l'ein a lot of different interesting discussions about the mar. It's a lot about the Ketores, but let's continue. Find the fourth pious. Harevi Chadashim Yishan and the fourth pious went for who's going to bring the Avarim up from the middle of the ramp. Says the Gemara, Masisa Dolokor Blazer Ben Yaakov. The Mishnah is against Blazer Ben Yaakov. Titzan, he says that in the Mishnah Tabid, Blazer Ben Yaakov Omer Hamal Avarim Lakevesh. Who malo salam is beach? The same coin that brought it there brings it up. So according to him, you didn't need this fourth pious. We're going to see he's going to substitute one in. But Micah Miflagi, what's the root machlokas about? Whether you use the same coin or not? Mar savar barovam hajus melech. First opinion says barov am, meaning the more kohanim involved, the great, the better. The more kohanim involved in the mitzvah, barov am hajus melech. Umar savar makam shchina lavarech ara. No, it's not appropriate that in makam hashchina, in the heichal, you give off the impression that you don't want to finish the mitzvah, like you leave it there and you don't come back. Lavarech ara, that's inappropriate, and therefore you have to have the same kohen that does it. Barov am hajus melech obviously is a large topic. We'll better talk about it if we have time towards the end. Rather, Chashuke Chabin here discusses, if you have two yard sites, is it okay to have two separate minyanim, or two people who are chiyuvim, or better to have one big minyan barov am? Very lamaisa comes up all the time. Amar Rava, lo Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov isled Rav Yehuda, lo Rav Yehuda isled Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, neither of them hold like each other. Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, who says that you don't have an extra pious for the second half of bringing them up the ramp, and Rabbi Yehuda we had yesterday on the top of Amud Beis, Rabbi Yehuda says that there was no extra pious for the shovel. The shovel and the Ketores went together. Right, whoever was Zochet, the Ketores told the person with him, you know what, you bring the Machta. So they both don't hold of each other. Why? De'im Kain, because if somebody didn't hold like either of them, Basu Lo Hapaisus, then there'll only be three. And we have a Masorah that you have to have four. So each person would hold like one of them. And if you ever find a Tana out there that would have five, it must be someone who doesn't hold of either of them. So he has a pious for the Machta, and he has a pious for the Evarim going up. Good, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, next. So Tamid Karav, how many Kohanim brought up the carbon Tamid up the ramp to the Mizbeach? Tamid Tamid. 9, 10, 11, or 12 Kohanim. As mentioned earlier, this is now leaving out the extra avodos that went along with the other with the Tamid. Ketzad, Atzmo Bates. Right, the actual animal of the Karbon Tamid required 9 Kohanim, as described earlier. Bechag on Sukkos, Biyad Echad Slocho Shamayim. You needed one extra person, you needed 10, because you carried up the water for the Nisach HaMayim that took place with the Karbon Tamid. Harekan Asara, that's 10. Bein Harbayim, and in the afternoon, Karbon Tamid on a regular day, not Sukkos anymore. Bachad Asar, you have the regular 9, who atzmo batishra, vishnayim biyadav shnei gezreitzim, and then 2 other kohanim brought 2 special logs with a mitzvah of putting wood on the mizbeach every day. Bishabis, and on Shabbos, achad b'achadasar, who atzmo tisha, 9, uvishnayim biyadav shnei bazichei levona shalachim apanim. You have the two bazichin of frankincense that you burned in order for the kohanim to be able to then partake of the lechem apanim. Uveshabbos shebesocha chag biyad echad slocha shamayim, and on Shabbos cholamoy tzukis, or on Yatav of Sukkis, then you have with also the Nisach HaMayim, and that's how you get, that's how you get 12. The stipler here has the Chakira of the Achronim. How do you look at Nisach HaMayim? Is Nisach HaMayim a function of the day of Sukkis, or is it a function of the carbon tumid of Sukkis? He has that Chakira, and he says, from this Gemara, you would sit, from the Mishnah, the fact that it listed off with the numberings of the Kohanim that bring the carbon tumid, it sounds like, I said, it's not muchrak, you could disprove it, but it sounds like it would be part of the karbid tamid, the mechayiv of the karbid tamid. That's what it sounds like, says the stipler right here in Simen Ches. Period. Gemara. Om Rabbi Abba Vitema Rami Barchama Vitema Rabbi Yochanan in Menaschim Mayim Bechag Ella B'tamid Shel Shachar. Nisach HaMayim was only in the morning. The Tamid Shel Shachar had Nisach HaMayim. Not the afternoon tamid. Me, my, why, me, diktani. Ubishabish, ibsocha, chag, bead, echos, loch, shamayim. Because that's the most is 12. The isak, and I have a tal shamayim, arbayim, and ask, and if it was in the afternoon, bachol, nami, mishkachazla, you would also have it bachol. You would be able to have that number, because you have the koanim with the shrekizir eitzim, meaning it must not be done in the afternoon. Period. Amar of Ashi, afanana, metanina, we also learned it in the Mishnah in Sukkah. Volamanasek, omerlo, hagbe, yadecha. And what do we say to the one who's doing the Nisach HaMayim, which is learned out from Torah Shebal Peh? We say, lift up your hand so we can see what you're doing. Shepam Echad, Nisach HaGabi Raglov. One time he did it on his feet, meaning he was at Stuki, and he didn't believe in the Savodas, he was just spilling it out. V'ragmu kol ha'am be'esrogehen. And the whole Am threw all their esrogim, and they stoned him with their esrogim. Shema Mino, that's how you learn, it's only by the morning one. Why? Because why do we have to know this detail? Of the esrogim, it must have been b'shas atzilas luvav. B'shas atzilas luvav, and that's why it must have been in the morning karbet tamid. Tu ha'aris. Ask the Ritva. Says, number one, ask the Ritva. How do you know that's the chiddush? And that's why I just teach you the morning. Maybe the chiddush is just that you're allowed to use of tashmish de mitzvah for kavet shemayim. Right? Because it's a sukkah here. Maybe the chiddush is that you're allowed to throw your esrog. You would think you can't throw your esrogim here. Maybe that, dilma nakan esrogim shalo chashu l'chvon mitzvah sa esrog v'ragmu bahem. Maybe that's the chiddush. It says v'yesh lamadab shita. No, that's obvious. The kivet sheikiru bo shoot stuki zeu kvodu shalo esrog. L'kadish bo Hashem lin yizeh. That's kavod esrog. To throw it at him if he's a stuki. So that can't be the chiddush. That's such a dumb pashut. Says number one. Number two, he says, v'im tomar, what do you mean? Don't we know from Sukkah Mem Aleph, Anshe Yerushalayim used to walk around all day with their lulavim and esrogim? So maybe it's the afternoon. Maybe they also had their lulavim and esrogim at night. Says Tirtzu, he says, they wouldn't come into the Azar. Lo ayu kulam kubatzim ba'azar b'shas tamet shal ben arbayim. Shlo ayu zman tefila. The Mishnah, the Gemara there says, they went to do Bikur Cholim and Nicham Avelim. They went to do everything with their, they didn't come back into the Azar with it. So that's why that it couldn't just be them. The Chashuke Chemed, Just to give you the question, one other question, once we're dealing with using tashmishe mitzvah, let's sorech something positive, he says, she'ila, ma'isa b'ganev, she'parz kupat staka b'shavis, v'nitvaz be'emsaha aveira. There was a ganev who came in that stole the staka box on Shabbos, and he was caught. V'kashru b'tzitzios ha'talas, and the way they tied him up is they used the talus. They didn't have any rope in the shul, they used the talus. Ba'ofan she'enis or kosher. They didn't violate Israel of Kshira. They used a talus. Was that appropriate to use a talus to tie him up because he was stealing the staka box? So can you connect it to the fact that they used their esrogim in this case as well? That's the question that the Chashuke Chemed deals with. Okay, either way we continue. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rishu Bayachai Omer, Rashbi says, Minayin le'tamit shobayin harabayim, she'ton shnei gizirei eitzim b'shnei kohanim. How do you know that the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim requires the two Gezira Eitzim with two Kohanim, Shenemar Varachu Eitzim, Im Eino Inyan L'Tamid Shel Shachar, Dich Sevu Bier Aleha Kohen Eitzim Aboker V'Arech Aleha. It already says that for the Tamid Shel Shachar, Tanei Inyu L'Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, and it says Varachu, which is plural. So that's how you know it's two. V'Eima Id V'Idi B'Tamid Shel Shachar, maybe it means both Tamid Shel Shachar, V'Yam Rachmana Ovid V'Hadar Ovid, maybe it means Tamid Shel Shachar, but just to do it twice. Right, Kohanim should bring Shnei Gezirei Eitzim, and then afterwards bring another Shnei Gezirei Eitzim, also Baboker. How do you know it means in the afternoon? So, Imke, Neimakra, Ubier, Ubier. Just use the same word. And then you know if you're talking about the same avoda. So the Gemara says, no, ikas of grachmana ubier, if it said ubier, hava mina chad in trelo. I would have thought only one. Kamash malan, the nevet chad benevet tre. No, that's why it has to say it in plural, in order to know that two people do it. Says the Gemara MK, name akra ubier ubierot. So at least use the same word and switch it to plural. Inami varak varko, my ubier varchu. And I must be talking about two separate avodos, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and the second one is plural, to know that two bring it. Period. Tani Rebbe Chiya. Rebbe Chiya says, if you add up the numbers from the Mishnah, along with the extra avodos that were done in the previous Mishnah, so you add on four to each of the numbers. Tani Rebbe Chiya. Pais pamim yud gimel, pamim yud dalet, pamim tezvav, pamim tezayin. Right, you add on the 14 adds on the water for the Zoch Shamayim, and then it's Shabbos, the Sheikh Israel eats him, you add on. Vatani Yud Zayin, there's a Bryce that says 17. Hahid the Loker Belozer Ben Yaakov, the Loker Elok Rabbi Yehuda. It must be one extra one, so not like Belozer Ben Yaakov, but it's like Rabbi Yehuda, who, talks about the Machta goes along with the Ktores, but they did have a pious, according to that opinion, for the, going up from the ramp up the Mizbech. Period. Let's just read the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ayil Karev. So that was all the Karbet Tamid. The Karbet Tamid, which was a Keves. But what about other animals, had different numbers of Kohanim that took their parts of the animal up the ramp? Ayil Karev Bacharasar. 11. Habasar Bachamisha. Hakirbayim, the inners, Vasolos Vayayim, Bishnaim, Shnaim, two each. Par Karev Be'eser V'arba. Par is huge. A cow is huge. You need a lot more. You need 24 Kohanim for each cow. Harosh varegel, harosh beechad varegel b'shnayim. Ha'okitz varegel, ha'okitz b'shnayim varegel b'shnayim. Ha'chazav ha'gera, ha'chazav beechad ha'gera b'shlosha. Shtei adayim b'shnayim. V'shtei adfadis b'shnayim. All the different parts of the animal. Ha'kirbayim ha'solas v'yayin b'shlosha shlosha. That is all how much you need for a cow or for a ram. Ba'med v'ramamurim. And when do all these numbers apply? B'karbet is sibur. By karbet sibur, you split it all up. Avo b'karbet yachid, imratzal agar makriv. If a yachid, if a private individual kohen wants to bring it all himself, he can. He can be makrivit. Hefshet v'nituchan shel elu v'elu shavin. And the skinning and the chopping it up are the same. The same what? What does that mean? We'll have to see in the Gemara, but Hashem, what that means. But, again, it only applies to a karbet sibur that you split up. Why? What's dafka karbet sibur? So that's what we said earlier, Barovam Hajus Melech. We want to get as many people involved in the mitzvah. Barov Am, just to 1 minute on Barov Am, it's this principle of glorifying the king with many people, but there are different applications of this. For example, the Gemara in Brachas, in the 8th parak, talks about doing one person making a bracha and everybody partaking of the mitzvah by Borimur Ha'esh. The Gemara there talks about it. It's better, says Beis Hillel, for one person to make a bar mitzvah ha'esh, they all stick their hands up for bar mitzvah ha'esh. See, and that's what poskim quote that gemara, daf nun gimel in brachas, to teach me also by kiddush is better. Rov am, for one person to make kiddush, and everybody else will be yotzei with that the kiddush based on rov am. More people involved in one. But other poskim say, so what about in the morning? Why, when we go to shul, does everybody make their own bracha on a talis? Why don't we get together and everybody's one person should say the bracha, we all do it? So you see, it's not always clear. Maybe there's a difference if you're doing your own action. By a talis, you're doing your own action. Or the Prey of Shua on that Gemara says, maybe only by Berchas Shalach V'Hodah there's a Barovam, not by Berchas HaMitzvah, where it's key for everybody to do it themselves. Again, there's different rules and regulations for Barovam, even though everybody agrees to the principle. But the application of the principle is not always so clear. Maybe we'll talk more about this, Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. Agun Chodesh and Agun Chanukah.